Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it is a Wednesday afternoon. Good to have you with us in the nation's capital and beyond. And away we go. 3 minutes and change after the hour. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm then going to take a one-day off sojourn. Trust me, I would much rather be working tomorrow. I would much rather be working than what I'm going to have to do. But this is what happens when you're an old man. And you're trying to prevent certain things from happening. God bless me. I am not looking forward to tomorrow. You're going to be stuck with Linnell. I'm sorry in advance. I apologize. Mad Max is trying to act out what I'm going to be doing all night tonight. AMAC is like, are you okay? Are you gonna be all right? You stuck me with Linnell tomorrow? No.
I didn't say that.
He was thinking that.
I'm thinking is, are we just going to tell the audience what's going on since we're here?
I mean, I just said it on B. Mitch and Finley. It's not a secret per se. It's just uncomfortable and weird to talk about. So I can't go to the game tonight. I can't cover the game tonight for the Capitals, and I can't do the show tomorrow, and I have to do the show from home on Friday. Why? Because I'm an old man. I'm 51, and even though I absolutely abhor the thought, I have to do a colonoscopy. I scheduled this thing well over 2 months ago. I don't know exactly the date. I had no idea the Capitals were going to be playing in Game 5 tonight. Now, there was a chance, of course. I understood that. But I had had so many problems scheduling this thing that I was just like, look, give me a date after the NFL draft. And I kind of forgot about the Capitals. So, no, I'm not going to the Capitals game tonight. No, I'm not doing the show tomorrow. And yes, I'm doing the show on Friday, God willing that I make it through this procedure, and I'm doing it from home. So I apologize in advance, but we are here today for you. And we are nothing but candid, okay? We try and tell you as honestly and as truthfully as we possibly can. We try not to hide anything. I mean, some things we have no choice but to hide. We try not to hide everything, okay? It's a real radio show. Reach out and touch me, right? I'm a man of the people. Although, over the next 24 hours, I'm going to probably be a man of the toilet. So, God bless me. I need lots of blessings. I need lots of good thoughts. I need lots of sensitivity and understanding. And, oh, gosh. Hey, Mac, I can't say that on the radio. Oh, I literally cannot wait until like late Thursday night or Friday morning when the anesthesia and all that stuff wears off. Because I've never, knock on wood, I'm sure it's going to be the start of many, I've never had a surgery outside of dental surgery. You know, like for wisdom teeth or whatever. I've never had a surgery in my life. This is not like surgery, like cut you open, but it's like they got to give you anesthesia and all that stuff, right? So I am a little bit nervous. I got to be honest with you. The fear of the unexpected. Everyone seems to act like this is like a normal part of life and totally good and whatever. I'm not approaching it that way. Again, you guys know me. I'm usually a glasses half full. Half empty, as opposed to a glasses half full kind of guy. That's usually me, right? So I'm not approaching this with a positive attitude. I am definitely not the Prince of Positivity. As you know from listening to this show, and speaking of the show, I'll drop this part of it now, but just so you know what's going on. And because I just talked about it with B. Mitch and Finley on their show on 106.7, I will be watching tonight's game, of course, at home, on TV, with Joe B.
Share a toilet?
Probably. I will be very miserable and cranky because you can't eat, all that stuff. But before we get to tonight's festivities, I was thinking, you know, I was accused by many of you, some of you, on Monday, on Tuesday, of being negative. One dude said I was 90% negative all the time because I raised a couple of very, very, very legitimate and fair concerns about the stadium deal. I was at the press conference on Monday. I was at the mayor's office. I was at the press club thing with Goodell and Josh Harris. I couldn't stay around for all the individual group meetings after that with those guys because I had to come back here and do the show. But I was there. I got all the details. I got an hour and a half little powwow behind the scenes, kind of off the record, but information on background, all that stuff. I got all of that, and I've been a driver, I've been a champion, if you will, of building stadiums in districts and in cities. I know the benefit. I've seen the benefit. I live, I work in the benefit of Nationals Park and Navy Yard. I've seen and heard about the transformation in Chinatown with Capital One Arena. I've been to other cities and many other NFL stadiums and seen the transformation of downtown areas. I know that you can't quantify it all. That being said, I thought it was irresponsible of me to just come in here Monday and crown the deal as complete and say everything was going to be good, no problems to see, nothing to worry about, because that's not the reality. That is not the reality. And that bothered some people. Maybe it's because of my track record that you guys hold me to, saying I'm always negative, I'm always this, I'm always that. Maybe it's because you just don't like me. That's fine. That's your problem, not mine. Maybe it's because you don't want to hear, hey, there might be issues, there might be problems, there might be stumbling blocks, there might be all sorts of issues in terms of politics, in terms of construction, in terms of health and safety, in terms of everything. So I understand that not everybody wants to hear the downside, the negative side. I got it. But I thought it would be irresponsible for me to come in here on Monday or even last week when Mark Seagraves of NBC4 leaked the details and just acted as if it was a done deal and that there was nothing to see here, no problems, and the deal was definitely happening. Because that's how that it was presented by Josh Harris, Mayor Bowser, and Roger Goodell, as if it was a done deal, as if there was really no problems and nothing to see here. And that's not true. Not true in any way, shape, or form. We all know, or should know, that nothing good comes easy, right? And the same for this project. So I took my criticism, some of you had on the phones, one guy had on Twitter, he was going after me, saying I was negative 90% of the time, all that stuff. I'm not going to glorify any of it. I'm just going to say, I recognize it, I realize it. You guys don't like to often hear the truth. Or another side, you guys want to hear what you want to hear. Okay, that's fine. That's what we give the forum for the radio show to do. But then this morning, as I was preparing for the show, I look at the Washington Post online, WashingtonPost.com, and I see Barry Sferlugo, somebody who is well-respected, somebody who is considered to be scholarly, somebody who is considered to be a great sports mind, and a very professional, prim, and proper. And I've known Barry for years, and I respect him. I hope he respects me. I don't know if he does, but, I mean, he's nice. He's cordial. We have small conversations, and that's it. We don't hang out, but, you know, I mean, I see him at a lot of events. So I know he works hard. I know he's actually there putting in the work. And yet his column this morning, which is how I wanted to open up. And don't worry, we will get to the Caps. We will get to the Nats. We will get to the rest of the NFL draft class or the Commanders draft class, stuff that we didn't get to yesterday. His column today is, quote, after that Commanders pep rally, it's time for DC to get a better deal.
Ooh.
Wait, did Barry call it a pep rally? Well, surely that's his editors, right, who come up with the headlines. Probably. But essentially, they don't come up with that headline in a column if the column is just the opposite. So Barry goes on to write and start, let's take a deep breath and acknowledge a truth about the events of a week. And he says, holding a celebratory welcome home news conference for an NFL team complete with legends and the franchise's decorated past, the best way to stir emotions is at best premature and at worst disrespectful to the citizens who are going to be fitting the bill. No, not all of the bill, but not nothing either. So wait a second. Barry Sferlugo or the Post called it a pep rally in the headline. Then called for DC to get a better deal. Then said, oh, wait a second. Let's take a deep breath and acknowledge a truth about what we saw on Monday. It's at best premature and at worst disrespectful to the citizens who are going to be paying the bill, footing the bill. And you know what? I thought as I was sitting there on Monday, oh, this is cool. This is a cool little side gig or side part of my job. I get to be at events like this. And every time the mayor would say something that her staff really, really liked and approved of and thought was the right thing to say, they broke out in spontaneous cheer. And it was weird because normally the press conferences that I'm at, we don't cheer. Like when Dan Quinn or Jaden Daniels holds a press conference after a game, win or lose, big game or not, we don't cheer. On this particular day, the media assembled at this press conference did not cheer. But half the room, if not two-thirds of the room, did cheer. essentially what Barry Sferluga or the Post is calling a pep rally is essentially what it was. It doesn't mean it was a bad thing. It doesn't mean it was wrong. It was just different for me because, again, I've been in plenty of press conferences and ain't nobody cheering. But this was a different event. And essentially, by the Post and Barry Sferluga calling it a pep rally, you know what? Maybe that's a little harsh. Maybe that's a little strong. But that's essentially what it was. Because the thing that I walked away with, and the thing that I mentioned on Monday, and why I started the show with, hey man, I'm really worried about PSLs. Hey man, I'm really worried about the DC City Council. The reason why I did that is because I walked away, quite honestly, after hearing the power of positivity and that everything is going to be Shangri-La, I walked away going, is it really? You sure about that? Didn't we go through this dog and pony show about a year ago in Alexandria? Granted, different government. Haven't we seen this before? Are you sure everything's going to be just perfect? Even though I know you know it's not going to be, and you know that something is going to have to be changed to massage through DC City Council, and it would be worse if you actually had to put it up for a public vote. Imagine if you actually had to put it up for a public vote to the taxpayers of the District of Columbia, to whoever. You're getting away lucky that you only have to have 7 positive votes. That's fortunate. It might not happen. It might be difficult to get based on the current numbers and whoever's saying what and who's saying this and that. But there is a greater chance, in my opinion, that you are getting through the DC City Council than you would if you were to put a partially publicly financed football stadium, palace, an entertainment complex, up for public vote with people that are making $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. People that are not paying the type of money that you are going to need to draw from in order to build and make money off of your new football and entertainment Taj Mahal. Everything was rosy on Monday. Again, it was called a pep rally in the Washington Post. You might say, well, the Post is owned by somebody who, you know, is all about money and all about this and all about that. Jeff Bezos. Got it. I understand that. Barry Sferluga, I'm sure, is making a healthy salary, right? So maybe that's your criticism and say, well, Barry's doing his job. Barry's doing his job by pointing out that the way this was presented, everything was perfect. Everything was pristine. Everything was rah-rah shish kumba. And yet the reality is, it's kind of just the opposite. That being said, what I will not allow on this show is this notion that I don't want to build the stadium. I do. But I, of course, am not a Washington, D.C. taxpayer. I am not a Washington, D.C. resident. And presuming that I am still doing this in 5 years, I'm not paying to go to Commanders games. Now, concerts, different story. WrestleMania, maybe. I'm not paying to go to Commanders games. You are. And there are a lot of issues here that are potential stumbling blocks. Do I think it'll happen? Yes. Do I think it needs to be reshaped or massaged? Yes. We'll get to the rest of Barry's column next. We'll get to your calls at 301-230-0980. Steven in Tacoma Park, hang on. I will get to you in just a couple of minutes. I had to set up the show. If you want to give me some advice on how to survive the next 24 to 36 hours, I'm all ears. Just like J.P. Finley. He's got a podcast named I'm All Ears. See how I did things like that? Thanks to J.P. and B-Mitch for having me on and making fun of me on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
David, I think you asked about analogous to other stadiums. I think Atlanta is a very interesting analogy also. I think Los Angeles clearly is. I think Detroit is. I think there are many cities where they have seen the value of the reinvestment into that community, a stadium being surrounded by a development such as this, that I think is very powerful, and they've all been successful. Both in, I think, the community's mind, most importantly, but also in our mind. But I also think they've been successful from an economic standpoint.
There is no doubt that a new stadium of any sort adds to the vibrancy and the economic vitality of a community, of a neighborhood, or a district, unlike any other project. It's much more beneficial than, quite honestly, office buildings or banks or, no offense, whatever income housing, whether it be high income housing or low income housing, high rises, condos, apartments, whatever it might be. A stadium, as we continue to say, is an entertainment destination. It's a destination location. You go to that area, to that neighborhood, to that district, to that surrounding neighborhood because of the stadium. Roger Goodell, who you just heard from on Monday, knows that, hey man, there's this stigma of an NFL stadium is only open 10 days a year. We're asking for lots of tax money for something that's only open and operational 10 days a year. You don't think the NFL has figured it out over the years, over many years, that they can't just be open 10 days a year? Those days are long, long gone. Long gone. It has to be an entertainment district, an entertainment village, not only on game day, but on every other day. It has to be and reimagine a neighborhood. It has to be a destination location, not only 30 to 40 events a year, it has to be a destination location almost every day of the year. That's how you make this work. And they know that if we're going to get public funds, whether it be 24%, as it's said to be for the Commanders, or 50% or more, as it's said to be for other teams, we've got to crank up. We've got to crank up the surrounding area to make sure that people understand this is every day. This is not just 10 days. This is every day. All right, let's quickly go and squeeze in a call here. Because I know my guy Stephen Tacoma Park wants to help me out and maybe contribute to stadium talk, but also contribute to poopy talk. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Hey, good. Can you hear me okay,
yep,
Rooster?
I got you, bud.
Excellent. Last time you and I spoke was right before the Jaden draft.
Okay.
And I said Jaden all the way, so I'm starting with credibility.
Attaboy, attaboy. You have established, I believe you, I don't remember that, but I believe you with all of my being. Go right ahead.
Right on. So first of all, we're talking colonoscopy, right?
Yes.
So you need to say it loud and clear. It's a PSA. It should be done. Don't be afraid. Say it out loud. Say it loud and proud.
You know, okay? that's why I chose to talk about it. But in my own weird way. So maybe I should, yeah. I should include, to your point, right? And you're right that this is a smart thing to do for men, specifically, and for women, right? I mean, I don't know that much about that side of it, but this is a smart thing to do to obviously try and be preventative in nature and or to try and correct the problem before it becomes a bigger problem. So that is absolutely
right on. Loud and proud. This is a great thing that one can do. Okay. Part two of that is, are you taking pills or liquid?
Well, I'm taking liquid, apparently.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Thanks. And I appreciate that.
In 5 years, when you do it again, make sure you get the pills.
Okay.
Pills are a much better way to go. Okay. You'll survive, but I've been through the liquid, and yeah, it's tough, but you will survive, my friend.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But the next part is you're only going to be under for about 19 minutes.
Mm.
Very short time.
Okay.
And they give you... I mean, it's excellent, man. It's you will not even know you're out. It's just the paperwork and getting in.
Yeah.
It will be easy peasy. And I'm going to tell you, I did one 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And when I got out, I did it like around 10:00. I was starving, and I went right to the Clyde's and got a bacon blue cheese.
Attaboy! So you ate right away.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I walked right out. My wife was there to pick me up. I said, let's go across the street. It was the best burger I've ever had.
Attaboy. Probably because you hadn't eaten anything in like 24 hours, right?
Oh my God. It was so great. And they say, well, I won't talk about drinking. They say don't drink, but I did have a very small Guinness because I think it was St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Okay.
And everything turned out okay.
Yeah. And everything was fine. And,
gotcha.
And yeah. Yeah, it's you'll be fine. I'm sorry about the liquid. Now you know next time you do the pills, it'll be better.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And one last word about the stadium.
Yes.
Just like we always say, trust in Adam Peters.
Trust in the stadium.
You got to trust in Josh and Miro Bowser, because that wasn't a pep rally. That was a chess move. That was a moving a pawn. Mm. And it was to put the pressure on it was to have everyone hear it and everyone get excited. They knew going in, they saw what happened with Monumental. They knew that it could backfire. And they made the decision. And just like we trust in Adam Peters, I'm going to say those are really smart people. They knew exactly what they were doing. And furthermore, probably what it'll be is they went in low and they will be willing to make a better deal. They're already prepared to make a better deal. That's just a common business practice.
Right. Negotiation. Right?
So everybody looks good. Okay, that's all I've got to say, Rooster.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the good words. And I should have probably asked for the pills. I heard about that, and I forgot about that. Oh, well.
I love how he, like, came in and was like, yeah, I'm going to cheer you up. Which one are you taking? Liquid or pills? You'll have better days.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that part. All right. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now. And then we'll get back to your calls at 301-230-0980. Was it a pep rally on Monday? And is that a negative thing? Or as Stephen said, listen, they had a plan. They had this. It was different than the Monumental thing. I think there is a very, very, very notable difference between the Monumental thing in Alexandria and this. I'll explain more on the other side. Stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so the big story of the draft was the ungodly fall of Shedeur Sanders all the way to pick number 144 and the fifth round. But then the story became Shedeur Sanders getting a prank call saying the caller was Mickey Loomis of the New Orleans Saints and that they were going to pick him. And it turned out to be Falcons defensive coordinator and former Jets interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich's 21-year-old son making the call. In response, the NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons organization $250,000 and Ulbrich himself $100,000 today as a punishment for the prank call. Now, there are said to be other prank calls, including apparently Josh Connerly of the Washington Commanders, and also now a story coming out about Abdul Carter, the Giants' number 3 overall pick, as agent Drew Rosenhaus told Adam Schefter. So we'll have to see what comes out of that. Meanwhile, the Commanders, of course, yesterday signing Matt Gay, their new place kicker. We will see if they make any more moves here in free agency. Lots of rumors about, of course, a potential ad at pass rusher. The Utah Hockey Club, they were in their first year of existence last year. Apparently, Mammoth is going to be their name. It was apparently leaked on a team's official YouTube channel on Tuesday night, and of course people have blown it up, much like what happened around here when the Washington football team went to the Washington Commanders. Tonight, Game 5, the Capitals look for elimination against Montreal and a 4-1 series victory. 7 o'clock, the puck drop from Capital One Arena on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Right here on the Team 980, it is the Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies after a gut punch of a loss last night for Washington in the bottom of the ninth inning, and that's what's trending.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here in the district, there will be billions of dollars invested in this area and economic activity that lifts up this city and generates jobs throughout the region. The NFL has a long history of investing in stadiums projects along with the home team, but all 31 teams will contribute along with Josh and his partners. This is an important project that the league recognizes, and we will be there to support.
Well, that's nice of you, Raj. That's nice of you. You'll be there to support. Well, what happens when there are politicians and citizens that simply don't want this and don't think it's a good use of funds? Now, I disagree with them. I think it is a good use of funds. I'm all for the stadium. Somehow I'll be painted as against the stadium. I'm not. I'm all for it. But it's not my money. It's not my money. And it's not my neighborhood. So Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post put it this way. He said, yes, the $2.7 billion that Josh Harris's group would put into a new stadium is a large number, and it doesn't appear that he's trying to fleece the district, which is fair. Again, that was our first reaction. We were very surprised. But another large number, as Barry points out, is $1 billion, and it's actually like closer to $1.2 billion, which appears to be the which appears to be the floor on funds that would come from D.C. Don't allow the mayor's office to distract you by saying the percentage of public money is the lowest of any recently built NFL stadium. It's not because suburban Los Angeles's SoFi Stadium received a total of $0. Well, noticeably, that was not in the package that they distributed. Now, SoFi Stadium has been open for several years. So they were using the Jacksonville renovation, the Buffalo Bills new stadium, the Titans new stadium, and Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, which obviously colors their argument even more. And Barry says, make your case, Mayor Bowser. Make it with enthusiasm and emotion, but make it honestly and transparently. I'll get you more from the column. I don't want to overdo it. I want to get you guys aboard on the phones. Your reaction to, again, the pep rally nature of the announcement. The Shangri-La, like everything's perfect, everything's great, nothing to see here. You hear Roger Goodell, who largely is a politician, sit there and say, it's great for the community, it's great for the neighborhood, we'll be here to support it. We realize how important it's going to bring in. Yes, all of that is true. All of that is true. But there is a downside that they conveniently overlook and conveniently ignore. And I know when we were in a different session, not what everyone else saw, they were uncomfortable. They were squirmish. Officials on both sides, the mayor's office and the commander's side, about some of the deeper issues that are part of this project. And also, what do you do if this goes sideways, if this goes wonky, if they don't readjust the deal, if the D.C. City Council like Phil Mendelson and Charles Allen and all those guys are serious and not just making a political power play? They could be, but what happens if they're serious? All right, let's get to you on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Fast Eddie in Silver Spring here on the Team 980. Fast Eddie, how are you?
Good, Rooster. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for the buzz.
Thanks for taking my call. I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but it ain't going to happen, my friend. I called up when old Ted Leonsis was doing the same thing. Remember that press conference, Rooster?
Yeah.
And all those renderings, and we're going to go out here and it makes sense for everyone. That was just to get a better deal and to fleece the city to put a crappy basketball team on the court every night. But that's a whole other story. I run in kind of some of these development circles, and the word is, man, this is just all to save face. If you're going to rely on the government or Congress to get in line to get this $1 billion, good luck. You know, they're doing this to just appease Redskin and Commander Nation to say, we did everything we could, but these guys messed it up. At the end of the day, what's going to happen, they own all that land over the FedEx site right now, man. They could do a mixed-use development right like this. The governor of Maryland is super aggressive to get something like that done. And, oh, by the way, you own the property at the end of the day.
You do.
So, I'm going to shut up, let you talk, but it ain't going to happen, guys. I'm sorry. I would love it. I grew up a Redskins fan going to RFK. I think it would be the best thing for the city, but someone's got to come up with a billion plus and the D.C. government ain't got it, and our federal government ain't got it. So, anyways, go Redskins, go D.C. I love your show, man, and I'm going to shut up and get off.
I appreciate you, Fast Eddie. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Make sure you call in again. I like calls like that with a little piss and vinegar behind them. I like it. People are not going to like what Fast Eddie had to say. Now, listen, I do not think they are making a disingenuous deal here. I think they're trying to make, you know, I think they're trying to say, hey, look, yes, we understand that there's more than $1 billion worth of public money needed. But I, quite honestly, before last week, I thought it was going to be a lot more than that, which is why I wasn't sure that the deal was going to go through. Now I feel a little bit better, but I know there's still hurdles to climb. I do not think that this is just for show. I do not think this is just a dog and pony show. But I do think it's possible, as always, as Ted Leonsis and Monumental did, as Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia, as maybe potentially Mayor Bowser, Josh Harris, and Roger Goodell in the NFL are doing, you underestimate the power of politics. You underestimate the power of opposition. And if that happens, like it did in Virginia, and it met a quick death, the descent could be pretty rapid. And yeah, you could wind up with egg on your face and back in Landover. And that wouldn't be maybe the worst thing for a lot of us, but it would be a disappointing end. And it is a potential reality if the D.C. City Council says no, and if they're serious, and if there's no adjustments on one end or the other. But we don't know that yet. Let's go to Lou next up. What up, Lou? How are you?
Good. What's going on, Chris?
What's shaking, Lou?
How you feeling?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a long last week and a half. I wish I could tell you I'm looking forward to a day off tomorrow, but doing what I have to do is not going to be a day off. But I'm just going to do it and get it over with.
There you go. But as far as with Fast Eddie, not so fast, buddy. I think it's happening. I know she probably got a little overexcited about the whole situation, maybe, but when you have Joe Gibbs, you got, you know, Roger in the building, you got Daryl Green, you wouldn't just come, you know, they wouldn't just show up just to show up for some photo op. I don't think that's the case. I think this is happening. I mean, I know it's a couple things they got to, you know, sort it out. Like, you know, the councilman, give him a season ticket, he'll be all right. He'll jump on board. So I think, you know, that's probably one of the reasons why he probably kind of try to hold up the whole situation. So
Lou, let me ask you this. Do you think Joe Gibbs or John Riggins or Daryl Green, do you really think that they considered the heavy political element of this as opposed to, hey, they were invited by the Commanders organization. They wanted to be there to celebrate what is a monumental day, no pun intended. And that's it. And they'll worry about everything else after this, or they won't worry about it and they'll deal with whatever happens. Cause that's what I think. I don't think they were there because they know a deal was going down. Meaning there was an agreement on the parties that can legally agree. That part is absolutely happening and reality. The problem is the other side was not there. Right. Phil Mendelsohn was not there. You know, Charles Allen, not there. Two of the biggest voiced critics and two people that are very influential, quite honestly.
But at the end of the day, Chris, look what the Nats Stadium does to the city.
I agree. And,
I mean, at the end of the day, change is better. I mean, I don't understand what they're holding up. They try to say they want to see more investors. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
So they need to get on board and let's move on and build a stadium, bring back the Washington Redskins. That's going to be the name. It's going to change pretty soon. I know it's going to happen.
It's not going back to Redskins, I tell you that much.
All right. Well, yeah. But, like I say, man, I think it's happening. Like, you know, Fast Eddie said, not so fast.
So but you don't think it was a pep rally and you think it's happening and you're good?
Yeah,
you are, except when it comes to certain topics, you are pretty positive. So
I push back. I say, you know, maybe I think a couple of weeks ago, I'm kind of, you know, optimistic. I want to see the whole, you know, shovel on the ground and things like that. But, you know, when you got, you know, the league up, whatever, Roger Goodell in the building, I don't think it's just like just coming in to do like a photo op type of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. They, you know, they got to get like, you know, the two council guys that
I got
you, know,
you
on board.
And, I got you.
And other than that, man, let's go Caps, man. You know, let's get this thing over with. You know, we can't go back to Montreal, man, because I do not want to go back
no
over
doubt.
There. And I just want them to come out with, you know, with the same intensity in that third period that they had on the other day. So play 60 minutes.
No
let's
doubt.
Get this over with and get some rest and move on to the second round.
Attaboy.
That's all I
right.
want. That's what I
Thank
want
you,
tonight,
Luke.
Man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. All right. 151, Team 980. We've got to take a timeout. We've got to come back. We're going to just recircle. We'll get to your calls. I see you all. I see Athan. I see Mark. I see Bruce. I see everybody. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped. Everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium. And we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community. And we want to host the biggest and best events in the world.
All right, Uncle Josh Harris, he's prepared to spend $2.7 billion plus more for the entertainment district. That hasn't been talked about much at all. We're reacting to Barry Svrluga in a Washington Post column calling it a pep rally and certainly questioning in doubt, as some of us have, many, that $1.2-ish billion is a lot to spend, and the mayor's office and the Commanders are not exactly being completely truthful, transparent, or upfront about that. I think they are to a large degree, but that's what Barry thinks. So we're reacting to that. Let's get to our guy, Athan in Annapolis. AA, I don't know if you want to talk about anything besides this, but I'll just say publicly, I acknowledge you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll just keep that on the down low
yes.
because I've learned in life, when you say nothing, you have nothing to explain.
There you
so
go.
We'll just leave it there.
There you go.
You know, Chris, I'm gonna simplify this, okay? And then I have a comment / a little bit of constructive criticism for you,
okay?
Is okay. All this, just like my cousin Vinny, when we did the soundbite when Essek was still there with Linnell, and it says everything that guy just said is BS.
Yeah.
Everything. Listen, everything Muriel Bowser and Goodell and all of them. It's an act. It's all politics, a dog and pony show. You want to raise the money for the stadium without it affecting anyone? Take the legalized marijuana down there and put a tax on it. Alcohol and cigarettes, the things that people will die for, okay? And hotels were one of the most touristic, I don't even know if that's a word, but cities in the world, put an extra tax on the hotels. It's like I said before, this is how the Chargers lost to San Diego, lost the Chargers. These people, I mean, I guarantee you, they're all these politicians, after they were done the other day, they went down to the weed store down there in D.C. and all blazed up together, okay? Muriel Bowser would sell her soul. She would fall on the sword and die for this deal to happen because it's all about her legacy.
Yeah.
So alcohol, cigarettes, weed, hotels, and there's your $1 billion you need. It's very simple. I'd like to go in there and say that to all of them, but I'm just a simple servant. The last thing is this. Why are you so concerned about how these telephone tough guys, these idiots on social media, come at you and attack you and what they think of Barry Svrluga says versus what you say? At the end of the day, this is maybe a bad example to use, but when Dana White got in trouble a few years ago, when him and his wife got in a little rift and they threw some punches at each other, which I do not condone, but he came out and said afterwards, "I know who I am." He goes, "My real friends, the people who truly care about me, know who I am. I don't give a you know what, fill in the blank, of what other people think. And I'd like you, in a certain way, to take that approach with all these people who attack you on X, because, you know, they attack me too, and I could care less. It's just like Doc says, it's a bunch of people with nothing better to do, sit behind their phones and criticize people that don't know anything.
That's fair.
Who cares what they think? Okay, you're better than Barry Svrluga. You're the varsity of that station. You know who you are, and you bring real talk to the air talkways, sports talk radio talkways of DC, and you rock it. So
thank you, my friend.
What they think, even if you're wrong.
Thank you, my friend. I'll try and do better, no doubt about it. Appreciate you as always. We approach 2 o'clock, end of hour number one. Hour number two on the way. We will get to the Nationals. We will get to the Capitals. We will get to the rest of the draft class. I got some news and nuggets and items and all sorts of stuff to get to. But obviously, the stadium is still a very big topic, and we will continue to take your calls at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey.